Hello there. I'm Andre Stoica, but a lot of folks call me Wit. We're getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. Want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for another Adventures in Odyssey blogcast.
Hey, welcome everyone to the 27th episode of the Adventures in Odyssey blogcast.
Today we have something really special for you guys.
So. Yeah, early Christmas present.
Yeah.
And that special thing is? I know, I just want to make sure you know.
Oh, I know. It's, what was it? Oh, yeah. Our interview with Andre Stoica.
Yeah, that's right. I knew that.
Yeah, right.
No, really, I did. Well, I know you guys have been waiting a while to hear what his answers to your questions are, and we were able to sit down with Andre. Well, we at least sat down while we were recording. But anyway, I'm sure you guys don't want to hear us, or at least just us. It would be kind of confusing if you just heard Andre's voice and not ours. So, yeah, we need to be there to be asked the question. So, you get to hear more of us, but less of us and more of Andre. There. I think that's good enough.
Okay, but our interview should be better. Shall we hit it?
Hit what?
It is a metaphor.
You just want me to play the interview, right?
Exactly.
All right. Here it is.
Push the red button to start.
Hey, everybody. We're really excited today because today we have a very special guest on our podcast. His name is Andre Stoica, and all of you know that he is the voice of Mr. Whitaker. So welcome, Andre.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here.
We got several questions for you, and the first one we have is, how did you first get into voice acting?
Well, I came about it in a kind of roundabout way. When I was a kid, your age, I wanted to be a what was then called a radio actor. Big-time network radio programs had actors on them. And I wanted to do that, but by the time I got out of school, big-time network radio was gone and television had replaced it, and so they didn't need any actors. And I decided instead to become a writer and a producer and a director. And about 20 years later, by accident, I found some friends who were doing voice acting. And I said, well, that's what I really wanted to do when I was a kid. How can I do that? I took a class, and suddenly my life changed. I was suddenly, within 6 months, a working voice actor. And I was doing everything from cartoons to commercials to industrial films to audiobooks. It was wonderful, and I thought, well, I'm doing something right, and I'm glad I took the chance and decided to pursue it. It changed my life. Before that, I had been a teacher and a producer and a writer and a director, and this was a very satisfying change of a career.
Okay. Brenda McFarlane asks, it has been mentioned that you worked with Hal.
No, I never worked with Hal, but I knew Hal because Hal and I went on a number of auditions together. We were always competing with each other for a certain number of roles, so I would meet him in casting offices, and he was a nice guy, and we got along together, but we weren't friends, but we knew each other.
And it's kind of interesting that both you and Hal voice Al and Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, it's true. And he was the first, and when he passed on, they called me in to take over the role. And that was it's nice to be able to do something like Winnie the Pooh, because there's so much on television that is so hard and cynical, and something like Winnie the Pooh is warm and heartfelt, and it's a great project to be associated with for me, because that's the kind of thing I enjoy doing.
All right. Some people may not know, but you were approached to work on Odyssey a long time ago. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, there was a show, a radio show, when I first came into to voice acting. As I said, I had this ambition as a kid to be a radio actor, and of course, there is no radio, very little radio that's left. But one of the shows a number of years ago was the Heartbeat Theater, I was, which was a show produced by, I believe, the Salvation Army, and it was done in the traditional old radio style with live sound effects and a great cast of the radio actors from the other age. And I had the ambition to get in on that program and be an actor on it just to do it because I love radio acting. And that's how I got to the attention of a number of people. And when the Odyssey Group started, they knew of me because of that background and asked me if I would do the show. I didn't do the show because at the time they were working on weekends and I had a new little baby in the family and I wanted to devote my weekends to my family. So I just had to pass it, even though I would have loved to have done it. And so, you know, it came years later and now I'm doing it.
You were originally going to be Mr. Whitaker. They wanted you to play Whit, right?
Well, I'm not sure because... they had asked me to do the show. We did. They said there was a great character they wanted me to do. I don't know that we mentioned names or anything like that, but I was really sad that I couldn't do it. But I, you know, I feel very strongly that my family has to come first, and this was a weekend project, and I just felt that I couldn't do it at the time. But I'm glad I'm doing it now because it's a very satisfying role to do.
Hmm. Yeah, it's amazing how God works.
Yep. Okay, it may surprise some people that the first episode you played on, you weren't Whit yet. You played William Brewster on the Truth Chronicles show, Stepping Stones. How did you get on that recording, and did you have any idea that you would soon be replacing Paul Herlinger as Whit?
No, not at all. There were auditions for the part of Whit, and I was known to do a number of things that Hal had done, and so they called me in on the audition, and they wanted to, I guess they wanted to find out how it would be if to work with me, and so I believe they cast me for that reason, although I didn't know that at the time. It was an opportunity to do a radio show, which I love doing, and so it was a great part, and I enjoyed doing that.
All right.
I also did something I was kind of proud of on that part. This was the show where they got off the boat and they prayed when they were on shore. Is that the episode?
Yeah, the Pilgrim episode.
Yeah, and the thing that I liked about it was that I started that performance of the prayer as if I were speaking to the assembled group. But as I got through the prayer, I brought it in to be more intimate. And I thought just in terms of acting technique, it was an interesting change of approach. And I was kind of proud of that.
All right. With so many people that get to work on Odyssey, who's your favorite person to act with in the studio?
Well, it's a family, and I don't really have any favorite. I mean, I like Will and Katie and Jess and... I like the directors and everybody associated with the show seems to be a nice person, and it's like a family, and we enjoy seeing each other. Sometimes we see each other when we're not recording the show. We go to some of the same events. I see Will and I are both interested in Hollywood history, so I see him at some historical societies. Meetings, and it's just a good group, so I like them all.
Yeah, we do too.
It's when you listen to Odyssey, it's like the people in Odyssey are beginning to be part of your family, and that's what we like about it as well.
Yeah, we've been listening to Odyssey pretty much ever since we were able to.
Ever
know
since
about...
you came home from the hospital, just kidding.
Almost.
At least for me.
Well, I think it's good. It's a great show, and it teaches. You know, there really is so little. I mean, I would be hard-pressed to name any program on radio or television that deals with values and values of life and true interpersonal relationships. And I Odyssey is just one of a kind, and it's a wonderful show.
Okay. Jane asked, what is your favorite part of playing on Odyssey?
Well, I don't know what my favorite part would be. I like the I like the radio acting. I like the natural style. I like the fact that everybody relates on a very realistic basis, and there's a kind of truth that's projected from those characters. Even though some of the lines are very funny and wacky and all of that, there's a kind of a truth that goes through them that I kind of like, and I enjoy that.
One of our listeners asked, what has been your favorite Odyssey episode so far?
Well, we did a thing called the Green...
The Green River Conspiracy?
Yeah, the Green River Conspiracy, and that was kind of... It was a multi-part show, and I enjoyed that a lot. Also, I think we did a Thanksgiving show last year that I thought was really wonderful.
Yeah, a Thanksgiving story.
I think it was the Thanks-taking show. It was a great show, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's actually one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, and we just listened to it like last week, I think.
Very well done. I mean, the whole show was just wonderfully produced. But you know, all these shows are wonderfully produced. But that one was just a kind of a loony, off the wall kind of thing that's great to do and great to listen to. They gave me an advance copy of it, and I played it in the car and played it for friends, and it was great to listen to.
Okay. Christian A. asks, how hard or easy has it been for you to fill in the shoes of the two men who played Mr. Whitaker before you?
Well, obviously, I listened to both of those gentlemen to see what they did. But I wanted to find out what their style was and what their approach was, and because that's the requirements of the part. But I'm not them; I'm me. And so what I had to do is to not imitate them, but to take the qualities that they brought to the part, which were great qualities, and to somehow synthesize it through me, so I would still be me, but still be them. And that's what I've been trying to do. But basically, I'm trying to be real about the part, and that means that some of me has to get into it. And, you know, every actor has his own unique style. And even though you try to be in the spirit of what happened in the past, I am who I am, and I bring whatever I bring to it, too. And that's what I try to do. So, and I think that when you do that as an actor, you bring a level of truth to whatever part you're playing. And that's really important, that the audience hears you being truthful and being real and not trying to imitate somebody. Because when you try to do something that somebody else has done, you get caught up in imitating rather than in the emotion and the spirit of the moment. So I'm trying to do it in the spirit of the two gentlemen who played him before me, but it's me. My spirit is coming into it too.
All right. Odyssey fan asks, do you listen to any past episodes of Odyssey for ideas on how to portray wit?
Oh, sure. And I'm very self-critical too. I'm furnished with a copy of everything that we've done. They're very good to the cast that way. They give us copies of the things that we've done. And, of course, I have programs before I came onto the series to be able to know how Hal did it. So every time I do a show and every time I get the recordings of the show, I listen to them all. Try to see whether I, in my own opinion, am true to what the spirit of the program is, and sometimes I'm very self-critical. So if I hear something that I've done that I don't think is right on the next recording session. I keep that in mind. Keep the character consistent and in the correct spirit.
Odyssey Fan also asks, do you have any story ideas that you'd like to see Whit tackle in a future episode?
Well, yeah, I think it would be interesting to hear him have a personal relationship. I know he's a widower, and that's part of his background. And it would be interesting to see if he found some kind of a personal interest in his life. But he's such a rock that I don't know whether that would affect him, how that would affect him. It's a complicated subject, and it's something that would have to be debated, because he is a rock in the community, and yet, it would be nice if he had a more personal relationship with someone, you know. It would be great.
All right. In what ways are you like Whit, and in what ways are you not like him?
I don't know. I think I'm a spiritual person, and I try to live a good life, and I try to keep away from things that are depressing and drag the spirit down. We have the right to edit our lives and keep away from things that drag us down, and I try to do that as much as I can. I have a positive attitude, and Whit has a positive attitude. Everything is possible in the world, and I think Whit believes that, and I certainly believe that.
Yeah, like the Bible says, with God all things are possible.
That's right, absolutely.
And in what ways do you think you're not like him?
Well, I certainly enjoy living in a big city. I live in Los Angeles. I was born here, and I'm used to living in a big city and not a small town. And so I like the stimulation of the big city. My wife and I are constantly attending museums and concerts and theater, and those are the kinds of things that you can get in this kind of an environment. I don't know how we've discussed what it would be like to live in a small town, and I don't know that it would be right for me. Be interesting to try, but I'm more of a big city fella than Whit is. I think that would be the difference.
Yeah, we actually live right outside the city limits, but pretty much all our lives we just dreamed and just wished that we could live in Odyssey.
Well, we lived in this really small town in West Virginia before we moved out here, and that's pretty much as close as we came to Odyssey.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have a vacation home on Santa Catalina Island, in a town called Avalon, and the population of that town is 2,000, and everybody knows everybody. And there's a kind of warmth and niceness to that. It would be nice to be able to have that interpersonal niceness that a small town brings you, kind of an intimacy with your friends and neighbors, and still have a lot of theater and concerts and a full symphony orchestra at your disposal. So,
out of all the other acting jobs that you've done, which has been the most fun and or the most gratifying?
Well, of course, the Odyssey show is a gratifying. I think one of the most gratifying things that I've ever done is what I'm doing now. I'm involved in a series of recording audiobooks for a company called Listen to Read, and I've been doing some autobiographical books. I've just finished doing a book called Through the Brazilian Wilderness by Theodore Roosevelt. And it's a first-person account, and I've had the opportunity to play Theodore Roosevelt. And that's been a wonderful experience for me.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all the questions we had for today. But I know some of our listeners would like you to do something for us. Would you say something with your owl voice for us?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, I say, Pooh, here we are in the 100-acre wood, and here I am on this branch of a tree. Goodness, where could Pooh be? I know you're here somewhere, Pooh. And to all the fans of Odyssey out there, I say, good afternoon. It's good to see you.
Oh, that was great. Well, it's been really fun for us, Andre, and when you first started on Odyssey, it took a little getting used to, but right now, I can't think of anyone else's wit.
Yeah, we love how you play wit, how you portray wit. You are so great at acting it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. I appreciate it. You know, you guys are the best judges of all in terms of how I'm doing it, so I really appreciate those comments.
We love how you do all that all the stuff you do on Odyssey, and okay, I forgot what I was saying.
God bless.
Yeah, and God bless. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Whit.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed hearing the interview. We hope you guys had a lot of fun listening to it, because we had a lot of fun talking with Andre. Mr. Whitaker!
Woohoo! Or, whoo! Whoo!
Yep, ow.
Ow. Ow! Get off my foot! No, just kidding.
All right, well, we're still excited that we got to talk with Andre. And we want to thank Andre for taking the time out of his busy schedule to do this for us.
I'm leaving all the thank you notes to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not sending you one.
That's mean.
Anyway.
Guys, I mean, seriously, don't you think I deserve some credit?
A little credit, please.
I don't want a credit card. I want credit. No, I'm kidding. I don't really want credit. As you were saying, or as you were, whatever.
Well, that's all we have for today, and hey, if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, why not drop us a line? You can post a comment on our blog, you can email us using the contact form on our website, you can post something on our thread on the Town of Odyssey, on our Facebook page. There's lots of ways you can contact us.
Yeah, and ever so popular by word of mouth.
Well, they'd have to shout really loud for us to hear them.
They could, yeah, okay, never mind. Keep going.
All right, I am. I am.
All right, bye.
All right.
I said bye.
Not yet. We're going to wrap it up soon. Actually, really soon. And we're going to wrap it up right now. The Adventures in Odyssey Blogcast is a production of the Adventures in Odyssey Blog.
You can visit us online anytime at aio-blog.blogspot.com.
There you can find the latest Odyssey news, our past podcasts, and our interviews, and lots of other cool stuff.
You can subscribe to us at feeds.feedburner.com/aio-blog.
You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AIOblog.
We hope you guys had a great time, and we hope that you'll come back next time for another Adventures in Odyssey Blogcast.
On your way. What lurks around the corner, not a soul can say. But I can guess, more or less, hidden dangers, great duress. Ah, the moment of glory is close at hand. It's gonna be grand. Adventure is a wonderful thing. Pack only the essentials. I'll tell you what to bring. Your strength, your nerve, your hearts, your wits. And for Skullosaurus attacks, the first aid kits. Adventure is a hoot and a half. You'll face unearthly dangers and look at them and laugh. The claws, the teeth, the chase, the thrill. You'll never want to come home. Maybe you'll never will. That's the beauty of adventure. It springs and sinks afloat. It runs you till you're ragged, then it grabs you by the throat. You struggle to survive it, though the chances are remote. Hoo-hoo! Lucky you! Wish I was coming too. Adventure is a wonderful thing. I almost forgot the very best part. You not only get to save your friend from the most dangerous place, namely Skull, but from the most dangerous part of the most dangerous place, the Eye of the Skull itself. And you, General Pooh, off you go, marching high and low. Your friend waits at the end, right here. Take a look, the map is perfectly clear. With your excellent sense of direction, you've nothing to fear. Through the quicksand and the chasms, tempting fate and fighting spasms, dodging avalanching boulders. Remember, Christopher Robin's fate rests completely on your shoulders, Pooh.
Excuse me. Oh.
It's up to you. That's the beauty of adventure. The trembling and the dread. I can't think of another thing I'd rather do instead.
Perhaps join us.
No, no, you go ahead. Woo-hoo, lucky you. Tally-ho and toodle-oo. Ready now, noble chin. Chest out, tummy in. Make a fracas, have a fling. Drop a postcard, give a ring. Get the lead out, time to swing. Whoop-dee-doo and bada-bing. Adventure is a wonderful thing. I salute you, and those of you doomed to never return, I salute you twice.